I'm Katie Clark. This is The World. Our geo quiz today sent us in search of what's sometimes called the blizzard capital of Canada. That alone would seem to make it an unlikely choice for a meeting of international finance ministers. Chris Windier reports for the Nunatsiaq News. And Chris, first of all, tell us where you are and who are these VIPs coming to town this weekend?
Well, I'm in Iqaluit, which is the capital city of the territory of Nunavut. And coming to town, I guess starting today, are the finance ministers and central bankers from the G7.
And Iqaluit is the answer to our geo quiz today. Why did they choose Iqaluit anyway? I mean, we're a little bit curious about that. It seems rather out of the way. The weather is pretty severe.
Well, we're a little bit uncertain about that, too. Iqaluit has been sort of a favorite spot for the federal government. As you may be aware, Arctic sovereignty and Canada's control over the Arctic and archipelago has sort of been a central feature of the federal government. So I suspect that they sort of wanted to, I guess, show us off to the world.
Finance ministers from seven of the Western world's largest economies descending on Iqaluit. What's the buzz? I mean, is it disrupting normal life, or are the locals just taking it all in stride?
Yeah, I think the average person here is sort of looking at this with a little bit of amusement. There will be some traffic interruptions as they shuttle the VIPs to and from various places around town. And because all telecommunications into and out of Nunavut are all done via satellite, we've been told to expect some bandwidth issues. So internet, telephone, BlackBerries, all that sort of thing may not work. But for most people who live here, it's going to be just another weekend with a few more visitors in town.
Well, a few more visitors, perhaps with a little security detail accompanying them. I mean, is that going to be a concern at all? And I've read that it's not unusual to see hunters kind of walking around there with rifles and things like that. That might put a few visitors on edge.
Yeah, it may. We've heard that security personnel have been told to just not worry too much if you see somebody riding around on a snowmobile with a rifle on their back. It is pretty common, although generally people are going off to hit the trails and go hunting, and they're not going to be ratting around on a snowmobile sort of in the center of town where most of the G7 stuff is going to be taking place.
How else are the visiting dignitaries going to get a sense of local flavor? Do you know what's on store as far as food or activities they might participate in?
Well, apparently the dignitaries are scheduled to do a dog sled ride Friday or Saturday, and there's also a community feast. There will be all kinds of different what's called country food here, so it'll be muskox, seal, caribou, fish, berries, that sort of thing. So they'll be able to taste just about any sort of Inuit food that they're interested in trying.
Well, I guess I am sort of curious, though, what happens if a blizzard does roll in? These folks might get stuck there for a week. I mean, what's the plan for that?
Anyone who's flown around the north, especially between Iqaluit and some of the smaller communities, sometimes flights get canceled and you just have to roll with it. You know, there's no point in getting upset because you can't do a thing about it.
Reporter Chris Windier in Iqaluit, Nunavut, the answer to our geo quiz today. Chris, thanks a lot.
Okay, thanks a lot.